Our first speaker is Samar Giet. She is a communications coordinator and Wellsprings for Women in Dandenong Anti-Racism, and is leading anti-racism projects, LEDs, community developed advocates, and she was born in Lebanon to Sudanese Egyptian parents. Please make her feel welcome. Thank you, Samar.
Thank you, Hero. Hi, everyone. Thank you for coming today. I too would like to start by acknowledging that we are meeting today on the Bunurong land. And I pay my respect to the elders, past, present, and emerging, as we gather to stand against racism and discrimination. Let us remember that the first peoples of this land have shown extraordinary strength and resilience in the face of generations of injustice. Their ongoing journey reminds us that the fight against racism is not new, and that building more just, inclusive, and respectful Australia is a shared responsibility. May we honor the responsibility today through our words, our actions, and our commitment to standing together against hate in all its forms. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. When I arrived in Australia in 2009, I was excited to begin a new chapter of my life. And at one of my first jobs as a customer service person, a client asked me, "So, did you come here by boat?" There's nothing wrong with coming here by boat. But his was not a normal question. It was a reminder that before he saw me as a person or a worker, he saw me as someone who did not belong. And over the years, there have been many moments like that. Some were subtle, others were impossible to ignore. Then, just recently, racism reached my own daughter, who was only 8 years of age at then, and she's here with me today. She was about to walk into the school stage to perform. It should have been one of those moments that every parent treasures. And instead, another student called her an ape. An ape. As a parent, hearing those words broke my heart. I have become used to the slurs and the subtle racism over time, but to witness racism reach its tentacles to my children hurt me deeply. But this is not only my family's experience with racism. These are the stories of countless people in our communities. I stand here today not only as an Arab Australian, but as someone who has spent the past years working with multicultural communities and advocating against racism. Through my work, I have listened to and documented incidents experienced by people from many, many cultural, racial, and faith backgrounds across Melbourne's southeast. Behind every report is a human being, a mother, a father, a young person, a neighbor, a colleague, a friend. I have met women who no longer feel safe leaving their homes wearing a hijab because they fear it will be pulled from their heads. And it did happen. Women who have been verbally abused while shopping, threatened on trains and buses, discriminated against at work, made to feel unwelcome when trying to access community services that exist to support everyone. I spoke to mothers who are terrified that their children will experience the same racism they have endured. And sadly, many did and still do. The effects of racism don't end when the abuse stops. People lose confidence. People become anxious. People avoid public places. they withdraw from community life. Some stop participating in education or employment opportunities. Some begin questioning whether they truly belong in the country they call home. That's what racism does. Research consistently shows that experiencing racism can impact mental health, like increased anxiety and depression, social isolation, and reduced trust in institutions, like the police. This is not simply about hurt feelings. It's about health. It's about safety. It's about people's ability to participate equally in society. And racism is not only interpersonal. It's systematic, it's structural. It exists when people face barriers because of their name, their accent, their appearance, their faith. It exists when communities are constantly portrayed as problems instead of partners. It exists when political rhetoric encourages fear instead of understanding. When politicians, I don't want to name names because we know them, blame migrants and refugees for society's challenges, those words don't stay inside Parliament. They reach our schools. They reach our workplaces. They reach our streets. And sometimes they become permission for someone to abuse a stranger. That is why we cannot stay silent. Today, many people in our Arab, Muslim, and multicultural communities are carrying enormous grief because of the devastating war in Gaza, if we can call it war. It's a genocide. And the violence affecting Lebanon too. Many of us have family members, friends, and loved ones living through unimaginable suffering. Many of us are grieving while we're also facing increased racism and hostility here in Australia. No one should have to carry both. No one should have to carry any. We must reject every attempt to divide our communities. We must reject the politics of fear. We must reject attempts to scapegoat migrants, refugees, and minority communities for political gain. And we must stand together whenever anyone is targeted because of who they are. Being anti-racist means standing beside Aboriginal Australians. It means standing beside Muslim Australians when they experience Islamophobia. It means standing beside Jewish Australians when they experience anti-Semitism, while recognizing that legitimate criticism of the government of Israel, including criticism of its actions and apartheid policies, is not anti-Semitism. It means standing beside African Australians, Asian Australians, Pacific Islander communities, and every person who experiences racism. Because dignity is not something that belongs only to people who look like you. It belongs to everyone. Australia's diversity is not our weakness. It's one of our greatest strengths. Every culture, every language, every faith, every story, we make this country richer. So today, I ask something of every person here. When you witness racism, do not look away. Support victims. Challenge prejudice when it's safe to do so. Teach your children that diversity is something to celebrate, not something to fear. Help create schools where every child feels safe. Help create workplaces where everyone is respected. Help create neighborhoods where no mother is afraid to walk her children to school because of what she is wearing. My hope is that one day my daughter will not have to tell her own children stories like those ones. That they will grow up in an Australia where no child is called an ape because of the color of their skin. Where no one is asked if they belong because of where they come from. where every person can walk through life knowing they will be treated with dignity, fairness, and respect. That Australia is possible, but only if we build it together. Thank you.
Thank you, Samar. Let's give her another round of applause. And to her daughter as well.